What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Thanks to Toby for the update. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Thanks for listening to the program. We appreciate you. All of our coverage of the Commanders is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation during camp in the preseason. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Let's get to the Rude Guest Hotline right now and welcome onto the program a former multi-time Pro Bowler, including here in D.C. with the then Redskins, where he was a Super Bowl champion as part of a stay from 89 through 94. Our guy Mark Schlereth joins us on G&D. Mark, it's good to talk to you again in the district. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're great,
doing
man.
Very well. So before we get into spinning around the NFL, your appearance is made possible by Renegade Fantasy. And I'm intrigued by this because this is the first league that allows fantasy owners to act essentially like a coach. If a player is injured or they're underperforming, you could substitute them right out of your lineup during an NFL game. Renegade Fantasy is the first app to provide real-time, predetermined substitution models. Kind of a cool deal.
Yeah, you can bench their asses. Hey, my guy's not performing, put him on the bench, get rid of him, you know? I mean, that's how it works. So I'm pretty excited about it. You know, it's something that I've been kind of putzing around with a friend of mine, an agent of mine that, you know, it's his idea essentially, but just kind of working through this thing for about the last 3 years. And we finally got it up and running. And I think it's going to be really cool. And, you know, got grand prizes for each league. So, you know, you jump into my league, and it's the, you know, the stinking good or fantasy showdown. And, you jump into my league and the winner of the entire league, cause everybody keeps their points, is a $5,000 grand prize. So it's going to be cool, man. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's great.
That is awesome. What is your favorite fantasy football punishment that you've ever seen?
Oh my gosh. You know, like tattoos, I think are hilarious. Uh-huh. Anytime you have to go somewhere, you know, dressed up and just humiliation. I just have this just general rule, you know, that I'm a really gracious loser, but I'm an absolute ass when it comes to winning. I mean, I'm just awful. And so that's just kind of how I operate everything in my life from the standpoint of competition. So that's one of the things I love about fantasy. And one thing I love about, like, being a dude, right? I mean, we show love for one another by how hard we are on each other and how much we grind on each other. So, you know, and just bust each other's, you know, hump. So I love that part of fantasy football. Love that part of, you know, that camaraderie. It reminds me of being in a locker room.
Mark Schlereth on Grant and Danny. I don't know what to do with the Rams right now, Mark. I had them win in the West. This Stafford thing is lingering, though, where they're like hooking him up to wires like he's a battery and we can't get through a couple practices in a row. And now I'm supposed to believe he's going to play 17 games in 18 weeks. I mean, what's your take on what's going on there and just how much of a factor that should be in how we view the West?
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned. I mean, I talked to somebody from the Rams where they just said, hey, we're being uber confident or uber
cautious,
just careful. Yeah, with him. But as a guy that's had, you know, major back surgery and tried to play through that and played through that, you know, you're one sneeze away from not showing up on Sunday. Like that's how that affects you. So we can sit there and say, hey, we're doing all the stem and the ice and we're having injections, you know, to calm down the nerve roots and all that kind of stuff. But I just, you know, I'm a guy that had 20 knee surgeries over the course of my career and one back surgery. And I guarantee I'd have another 20 knee surgeries to give back the back surgery. That's how much the back bothers you. So yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm completely concerned. And plus, when the guy's played a lot of years, he missed time last year. There's no way that this doesn't at least jump up and grab him a few times during the course of the season. Maybe he plays through it, but will he play efficiently when he's having some issues with it? I don't know the answer to that question, but I certainly have my concerns just like you do.
Also in that division, Mark, 49ers, three straight years, double-digit wins, Super Bowl contender. We know the story. Last year fell off a cliff with injuries. It feels like this group is a little older, still kind of banged up. Everybody's got something lingering, or he'll be ready by week three, or maybe it's, you know, he's doing walkthroughs now. It doesn't quite seem right. But Vegas loves him. 10.5 wins is their over-under. I have a tough read on them as well. Not maybe as dire as Stafford in L.A., but I still don't know about San Francisco.
Yeah, I did one of their games late last year and really impressed with some of their young guys. It's injury issues. Like they just seem to be snake bit. Mm-hmm. And they have not been able to stay healthy consistently, which really concerns me. We'll see, you know, what they do. But the thing that I did notice, you know, I mean, obviously Hufanga goes to Denver, Dre Greenlaw goes to Denver, but they had a lot of young players step up, especially in the secondary, and play exceptionally well for them last year. Also, at the receiver position with Juwan Jennings, he played super, just high-intensity football. He was really good. Ricky Pearsall also played exceptional football. So I think sometimes you lose some of the name value and everybody gets concerned, but then you kind of look at what they did late last year and some of the experience the young players got. And I think that eases a little bit of my concern. I'll tell you the team that I've watched, for whatever reason, I've seen two Seattle preseason games, and the way they're running the football, the physical nature with which they play, like they've got a couple of fullbacks that absolutely kill you, just shortening dudes' necks. I've been watching them, and like I said, I know that it's preseason, but what I always say about preseason is the games don't count, but they do matter. The way Seattle is thumping on people, man, I was really impressed with the way they played, especially that last game against Kansas City where they just demolished Kansas City physically in the trenches.
And that's a team, too, Mark, that if you look at last year, first half versus second half numbers defensively, Mike McDonald's culture was established, and they went from being pretty bad to one of the best in the league. If they can continue that ascent, now you're talking about a really good defense and the ability to run the ball. You get a veteran quarterback coming over. If they can protect Darnold, you know, maybe they've got a shot to surprise. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, what did you make of the Colts' decision to roll with Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson?
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Neither of them, to me, are franchise quarterbacks. I mean, I did a lot of Giants games when Daniel Jones was the quarterback there. And, you know, his breakout season, the breakout year that he had, for the Giants, he threw 15 touchdowns versus 5 interceptions. You know, he did more damage running the football than he did throwing the football in that particular year. And, you know, you can sit there and say, hey, they didn't have great receivers. They didn't have, you know, a great offensive line. Don't care. Bottom line is that guy has just thrown, you know, he's just been a pick waiting to happen. We used to call it red striping guys. You know, he just has that helmet locked in on his number one target and throwing it. And then Anthony Richardson, this is just a warning to all people who scout and all people who evaluate football. Football is really hard for athletes. It's easy for football players. That dude is an exceptional athlete. That does not mean he's going to be a quarterback. That does not mean he can play that position. And I will tell you this, I'm not saying he'll never be good at it, but at this particular point, he's not worth the score to urine. And so, like, I don't know what you're doing. You took him fourth overall because he's an exceptional athlete who didn't play very often or didn't have very many games, didn't have very many starts, was really raw, and you think all of a sudden he's going to get to the NFL with the greatest athletes and the greatest coaches in football, and all of a sudden that guy's going to be the savior for your franchise? I just think that that's stupidity. I think that's really short-sighted thinking, that you're going to be able to turn, you know, a guy who's just an exceptional athlete into a quarterback that has really very little experience playing the position.
Mark, give me your thoughts on the Bengals. We just saw them here in the preseason. Offensively, that ain't the question. It's if they could stop a sneeze. Like any like slowing down of an opponent would have led them to be a double-digit winner last year. They ripped off five in a row to end the season. But they got off to those terrible starts. Your prognosis on them this year?
Yeah, I'll take the under. Whatever the under over is, I'll take the under. I just don't believe in the way they're structured as a franchise. And you know, you watch the first drive of Washington, that Monday night game. It was four plays, 74 yards, and a touchdown. They didn't throw the ball. And ultimately, you know, I say this all the time, and it's funny because I get grief from some of my buddies who don't really understand football. But when you sit in shotgun 90% of the time and you're throwing the ball and the defense doesn't have to defend the run, or if you do run out of gun plus or gun minus, you're going to get mid zone. That's essentially the only play you can really run. Like you take about 40% of your run game and you just flush it down the toilet. And so I look at that situation, that scenario, and think, how are you helping your defense? Your defense is your weak link, and you're sitting in gun the whole time. So you're just putting that much more pressure on a defense, and then their offensive coordinator. This is when I really realized that they have no clue what they're doing as a franchise. Their offensive coordinator came out in this offseason and said, hey, we're just going to have to outscore teams. Well, isn't that what you tried to do last year? Like, wasn't that your philosophy last year? How'd that work out for you? You go to the playoffs? No, you didn't. You got the greatest quarterback in the National Football League, or one of the top two or three anyhow, and you're not making it to the playoffs because you guys are just – the way you're built, to me, is just not an efficient way to win, especially come playoff time.
Mark Schlereth, Renegade Fantasy is the app you want to check out, making the interview possible. It's available Google Play, wherever you get your apps. Cash prizes available in Mark's Stinkin' Truth Fantasy Showdown League. I know with your Fox obligations week one, you're working Panthers-Jaguars, I think I saw. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So two interesting teams there for different reasons, right? Carolina, year two, seems like Bryce Young turned a corner. I believe in Dave Canales and the direction they're headed in. What do you make of the Panthers this year? And then also Jacksonville with Liam Cohen. I mean, it feels like it's now or never for Trevor Lawrence. As you start to sink your teeth into that matchup for your prep, what are you seeing?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'm really excited. I think one of the storylines, obviously, is Travis Hunter. And I got to coach up with Dion at CU, so I spent some time up there the spring before last when Travis was on the team and, you know, before they started playing in the regular season. And just such a great kid, you know, that going both ways is going to be really interesting. And you look at Dave Canales, what he did with Baker Mayfield, getting him back on track and working with Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay, and then Liam Cohen taking over and kind of finishing, you know, finishing that tutelage, and how Baker Mayfield has just become, you know, going from the first overall pick to going to a guy that's bouncing around and playing scout team defensive end at one point for the Carolina Panthers, and now to being a superstar in the league again. Really cool storyline, really cool what those guys have been able to do. And like you mentioned, in Carolina, Bryce Young played pretty well. And one of the adjustments they made toward the end of last season is they really opened up the quarterback run game, which is interesting because he's such a small little guy. But it really opened up the edges, really got him outside, gave him some really defined reads in the passing game. I think it's a really great storyline from both these quarterbacks, because both these quarterbacks, you know, were first overall picks, supposed to be generational type talents. And we're going to see exactly what they become, because this time it just feels like for both Trevor Lawrence and Bryce Young, it just feels like, hey, it is time. Either you guys are going to prove that you can play, or it's time to move on.
Mark, what have you made of this Washington versus Terry McLaurin standoff here, just from afar? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, every time I do a Washington game, man, the coordinator on the other side, the D coordinator on the other side, always talks about, hey, our number one priority is stopping McLaurin. And, you know, having sat down and talked to him, and you guys know, he just is such a unbelievable. Like his character and the way he, just the way he handles himself and all that. Like those things to me resonate in a locker room. And so I understand that there's kind of a standoff or whatever you want to call it, but it always behooves you as an organization to take care of the guys who have done it the right way. That dude is 1,000 plus yards, 1,200 plus yards waiting to happen regardless of who plays quarterback. And so those are always the guys in my mind that you reward. And man, I'm on that I think that wide receivers are kind of an overrated position, but there are a handful of guys that just mean the world to their teams. And I'm not saying that he is, I'm not saying that he's Justin Jefferson or that he's the cat in Cincinnati, but he's a damn good wide receiver, and he's just been a stellar performer in the community as well. That's just a guy that it behooves your locker room to take care of that guy.
Yeah, to that point, as a player, and from that perspective, Mark, this was the first big-time negotiation with one of their own for this group, led by a new GM, Adam Peters, here, and we've seen how it's gone, right? I just wonder, are there takeaways? Do guys try to stay out of that? Like, what are you thinking if you see the leader of the entire operation going through this with the club?
Yeah, well, then you think if you're a guy like me, you sit there and think, well, if they're going to do it to him, they'll do it to all of us. And, you know, and Dan Quinn is such a great, I love Dan Quinn, man. He's such a great man. And he does such a great job of connecting with players and creating a culture and creating a relationship and all those things, man, and all the things he preaches. And then when you can't figure out common ground with one of your best players, it just, you know, that thing can linger inside a locker room. And we all understand the business. But at some point, it just is the best thing is to get it done, however you have to get it done. But Terry is such a outstanding player, and it's funny. I guess I just have a different perspective because when you say, hey, give me your top five receivers, you know, most people probably don't have McLaurin in their list, right? It's Tyreek Hill. It's, you know, it's Justin Jefferson. It's the guy in Dallas. You know, it's the standard operating guys. But he's right there. You know, he is right there as one of the great players and maybe doesn't have the name recognition as some of the others. But, man, I tell you what, he is just like every time I've had interactions with him, man, I just come away going, that is a dude that I'd like to play with. That he's special.
What's the gap between Washington and Philadelphia at this stage in your mind, Mark?
It'll be interesting to see exactly how your guys' offensive line, you know, I know you drafted Connor Lee in the first round, and then, you know, you went out and got Laremy Tunsil, and I like the Coleman kid. I thought the Coleman kid had potential when he played last year. Now he moves back over right. So I think, you know, Philadelphia is probably, arguably in my mind, just the best offensive line in football with the best back in football with, you know, one of the best tandems at wide receiver in football. I mean, they're just so loaded on both sides of the ball that I think you could probably make a pretty compelling argument that they're just the best constructed roster in all of football. But I think, you know, I think Washington is really good. I don't think they quite have that level on that, you know, as far as their roster is concerned, but I think they're a damn good football team. And obviously, well, with their quarterback and their ability to make plays and what they did on fourth downs last year with Dan Quinn kind of gambling a little bit and rolling dice. What would they convert to? I read it somewhere like 20 of 23 fourth down conversions. I mean, just something outrageous. So, I like their roster better, but I think, you know, I think if you divvied up the league and said, okay, Philadelphia's got the best roster in football, you know, what are the next top nine? And Washington would be in there somewhere.
No doubt. Mark Schlereth. It's Renegade Fantasy again, first fantasy football app where you can sub in a player in real time. No more stress or lost games you could have won. No more points lost to injuries or even poor performance. Check out Renegade Fantasy from the App Store, Google Play today. Cash prizes if you hop into Mark's League, Mark's Stinking Truth Fantasy Showdown League. Great catching up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Likewise, guys. Be well.
Yeah, you too. There's Mark Schlereth, former Redskins. Great Super Bowl champion, part of the maybe the best team in league history.
One of the best I ever saw. I mean, it's at worst 2, 3, 4, somewhere in there, but they deserve to be in the conversation.
91 Redskins, dude. There is a case to be made.
First in offense, second in defense. That ain't bad.
And nobody could stop them.
Nope.
I mean, you were on their schedule. You were about to give up 30. You know, they were about to make plays for 60 minutes against you. Bill Barnwell of ESPN predicts teams that will take a step back this year, and he puts the Commanders on the list. I want to go through why he feels that way next.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back to G&D on the Fan, sponsored by the law firm Condori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, or probate administration, they do it all. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. When can we make the big announcement of our road travel schedule with Condori & Murad?
Oh, I don't know, actually. We need an adult to tell us what to do on that.
Yeah. We've got a few weeks still, but just know we will be attending some road games with Commanders fans this year.
Yeah, we're going to road games, man.
Thanks to our good friends, Condori & Murad, who make it possible. So we will be in some NFL stadiums on the road. We're not going to go to Spain. That was offered, I believe. They were very nice about that. It's just not going to be able to work out for your boys to do a week in Spain.
Yeah, because a big part of going is also still doing the show. And that makes it complicated there. When you start adding up 8-hour flights and time changes and all that kind of stuff.
But speaking of football season planning, we are going to be doing Friday field trips again. We'll have a big schedule release that we're going to drop because we're going to be at a different bar in the DMV every single Friday afternoon for the show, live, 2 to 6:30, all football season long. We're really, really excited to be doing that again. Last year, we didn't really know what to expect. Part of it was because the Commanders were 12-5 and ended up making a run all the way to the NFC Championship game. But we got bigger crowds and more people were into it than we thought, and it ended up being kind of a Friday pep rally going into a Commanders game each weekend.
It was a blast, man.
We had a good time, and we wanted to run it back. So we're going to, and a bunch of the same bars are on our schedule. We got some new bars on the schedule as well. But we're actually going to be out and about for the first time this Friday. This will not be, you know, officially the in-season field trip schedule.
It's an appetizer.
Yeah, just going to give you a little taste of what it's like. We're going to be at the Honor Brewing Company in Fairfax. This is in Fairfax, Virginia on James Swart Circle. So look it up if you're curious, want to come hang out with us. Friday field trip, stop number one. This is the preseason installment for this Friday live show, 2 to 6:30 at Honor Brewing. I've never been out there, so I'm excited to get out there.
I've not either, so I am into that. I love it, man. Those, you, I think you said it very well. Those field trips, we weren't really sure. It was like, hey, here's a fun idea. Let's try it. And our first one in Leesburg was such a smash that we were going, we got to keep doing this. And,
Spanky's.
And the train has stayed on the track since then. It's been awesome.
Spanky's is back on the schedule September, early this season. I don't want to give any games away. We could do our mock Kevin Sheehan, Grant and Danny schedule release.
So I think you'll see Pupatel at some point. They're probably going to go back to Spanky's. We'll see what happens. They'll come off a short week. Then they're going to head out to another bar, maybe a brewery someplace, maybe a chop house. We'll see.
Do you think Honor Brewing's going to get a nod or two during the regular season, perhaps?
So Honor Brewing is not in Maryland. So let me say this. It becomes tough to repeat it. It's something I think that's on the table, but it's possible that they do go back there a second time.
That might be actually a fun thing to do. You and I predict.
Do a mock schedule.
We'll do our Kevin Sheehan mock schedule for Grant and Danny Friday field trips ahead of the actual announcement of our schedule. Maybe we could bring in Christian, who's our sales guy.
Darius, write that in the notebook.
Put a pin in that.
You know the notebook?
Is there actually a notebook?
Yeah, Rachel McAdams, Ryan Gosling.
I'm familiar with the film, the chick flick. It's actually a very touching movie. There's a couple of scenes in there where Rachel McAdams is a wonderful actress. I'll say
her acting shines through. She actually is a really good actress.
That rain scene, right after they get into the house.
Okay.
Great acting.
Yeah.
I'm just saying she's a wonderful actress. But also, speaking of touching, Rachel McAdams as a grown old lady at the end of that movie with the old man, like the twist. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea. I've never seen it.
Okay. It'll hit you in the feels a little bit.
Well, my wife thinks Ryan Gosling's a spectacular actor. She's mentioned him several times without prompting.
No, my wife's a big fan of his acting.
Yeah.
She thinks he's the best actor out there. She likes Brad Pitt, too, a little bit. I think she likes Henry Cavill some. She thinks
Hemsworth.
Who's the guy? Not Chris Hemsworth.
Name a Hemsworth.
Chris Pine, I think, is who it is.
Chris Pine's got some piercing eyes. I'll say that.
She thinks that he's a good actor, but her favorite actor might be Ryan Gosling. But she can grab a number at the deli. I mean, there's a lot of people on that list.
Form an orderly queue, young lady.
The good thing about me is there's no line. You don't have to worry about
There's no wait.
It's not like grab ticket number 73.
There's no wait time.
You want a sandwich? It's available for you.
Still here.
Right?
Hey, step on up, anybody. Get your pulsing.
Whenever you're ready, it's here for you. Yeah.
Tickets available.
Ticket number 52 or 56 or
now serving anyone.
Report to window number 3. Yeah, so that made it easier, I think, for everybody.
That's right.
Don't have to fight anybody. It's a good way to
do it. What's the best part about your husband? He's available.
He is still available and always around. All right, the Commanders, 12-5 last year, a team on a list put together by Bill Barnwell. He highlighted about a half dozen clubs that he thinks will regress this year. So I want to get into why he's got Washington on this list. So I'm just going to read through this. We can react to it. He lists them as 8-2 last year in games decided 7 or fewer points. Generally, and the reason that's listed, it's hard to replicate that. Go back to the Vikings when they were historically awesome in the tight games a couple of years ago. When you're 8-2 in one possession games you got to pay the piper the following season more often than not. But I also think in the same way that we say that about fourth down and you've got a cheat code in Jaden Daniels, like if he is spectacular, if he is Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, if he's a top five type guy in the league, then you're actually going to win it. Way more of those games than not, and the normal regression of going like 8-2 to 3-5 the following year might be more like, you know, 8-2 to 6-4 or something like that. But he points out that they have the seventh toughest schedule according to the ESPN FPI metrics, seventh toughest in the league this year for the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quick turnaround.
Yes, it is. Again, it's think of what happened with Ron Rivera year one, where they went 7-9, the worst division title ever, but they got as fortuitous a set of breaks as possible. We go, the defense is great. They didn't play Ben DiNucci at all in the following year against a good schedule and got sandblasted. I'm not saying the repeat's going to happen, but a difficult schedule. I mean, we're going to Kansas City. There's Green Bay. There's a number of teams on this year's schedule that are not pushovers. And now it all depends on when you play a team, who knows what the quarterback is and who's hurt, who's not. But on paper right now, a top 10 difficulty schedule is a departure from last year.
So here's what he writes. He says, the Commanders joined the Chiefs as the only teams on the list last year to get better that are on the list to decline going into this season. Washington made one of the biggest single-season leaps in recent history, going from 4 wins to 12 wins. I think a lot of people feel like when that happens as well, that there's just going to be this natural coming back to earth. See the Texans last year?
Yeah.
But the caveat I will provide again is Jaden Daniels. Maybe. You're right. That is normally what happens. When you convert 90% fourth downs, nobody else is over 70. When you win all of your close games, when you go from 4 wins to 12 wins, yeah, the other shoe drops occasionally. But nothing matters if you've got the MVP All-Pro at quarterback, like the four teams that every single year just win 11 or 12 games. And if Daniels is that guy, then none of this stuff will matter as much in terms of a case for regression. He went on to say, I was optimistic about the Commanders last season. I thought they would win around 8 games. Didn't expect them to make their deep playoff run. Talks about the fact that they protected the football, didn't turn it over as a key for what they were able to do in the playoffs. He says he hesitates to compare them to the 2023 Texans, but it turned into a really good comp in a lot of ways. The Texans accelerated their rebuild, surrounding a talented young quarterback who cut down on the team's giveaways with a defensive-minded coach and one of the league's older rosters. It is true that they were very Texans-y a year later.
Yeah.
And so I understand where people are going to try to do that again, but I think Daniels' year was better than Stroud's, and I expect his sophomore year to be better than Stroud's as well.
Yeah, but to me, that is the most salient comp, and it's the cautionary tale. Again, Houston went 10-7 and won a playoff game. Given what they were before last year, that would have been remarkable, but the eye line changed so dramatically. Well, what changes more than a team that, as Barnwell points out, that won 4 games, then went to the NFC title game the following season? Our eye line is now, if we don't make the Super Bowl, it's a disappointment. Like, whoa, dude, you're not one of those annual contenders. It's not the Chiefs, since Pat Mahomes have started, they've been to the AFC Championship game 7 times in his 7 years as a starter. That track record isn't here just yet. I'm a believer in Jaden Daniels, but good heavens. I mean, that's kind of the point here, is that I think we'll view 10 wins, I think a lot of our fans, as disappointing, right? Where I'm going, I'm not quite there yet in terms of that
not
view.
Me.
I won't, but I think the fan base will.
Maybe. I think those people are probably crazy. If you think a 10-win playoff season this year is disappointing, I think you're a goose. But maybe there are people out there that
think
that.
I think we got a whole flock.
You could be right after last year. Barnwell went through a bunch of the games that they won that they probably shouldn't have last year, too. He points to Week 2 against the Giants. He doesn't even mention that Graham Gano was hurt, or else they could have just been kicking field goals and would have won that game. But he does bring up that Malik Nabers dropped a fourth down pass that would have given the Giants a first down with 2:04 to go. The Commanders would have had the 2-minute warning, all of their timeouts to stop the Giants. But New York would have been in position to kick a field goal to take the lead, if not score a touchdown. Mind you, they still could have kicked the field goal. They just didn't have a kicker. He goes on to point out that Daniels hits Noah Brown for a 34-yard gain 2 plays later, and Washington kicks the game-winning field goal. Week 15 against the Saints in New Orleans, Spencer Rattler throws the touchdown to Foster Moreau with no time remaining. Saints are within a point. Interim coach Darren Rizzi correctly at that time goes for the 2-point conversion, and it was broken up. The Commanders win. Maybe you go to overtime in another situation, and you lose that game potentially. He points out the following week, so this is week 16, when Washington beat the Eagles. I don't even remember this, but now that he mentioned it, I guess it certainly happened. Facing a 3rd and 5 with 2:07 to go, a wide-open Devontae Smith dropped a pass that would have allowed the Eagles to run the clock all the way down to 30 seconds. draining the Commanders of timeouts and beating Washington. Instead, they get the ball back, they go down, they get a game-winning touchdown. Smith, inexplicably, breadbasket kind of throw from Kenny Pickett, let's remember, because the Eagles were actually up pretty big in that game. Washington came back after Jalen Hurts got hurt.
Totally. Every part of that. Again, we forget about those moments, certainly, but a receiver that would start and play well for 32 teams in this league, as shorthanded as they come, swatted a pass to the ground like it was an assist headed towards Jahidi White.
He mentions the Falcons in Week 17. Michael Penix, game-tying touchdown throw. Then they come back with Riley Patterson, who was here in training camp, had a bad camp and got cut, was a backup kicker because Younghoe Koo was hurt for Atlanta, and he attempted a 55-yard field goal that was like, remember it landed like on the goal line, basically?
Yeah, it wasn't close.
Although I will say, from the press box view where I'm sitting, that kick looked so good off his foot because it was straight down the middle. Centered up, it just landed 15 yards shy.
Yeah, you know those like if you're at a baseball game and the initial angle of the home run or a ball it looks like it's going to be a home run, you go, oh my god! Now he may not have gotten on the sweet spot. That's what it was, right? It was like a jam shot that had the right launch angle.
So when you go through the specifics of some of those games and the litany of things that had to happen for Washington to emerge victorious, I totally understand the argument. Tougher schedule and those things may not happen. That you probably don't go 12-5 again. I've been on record. I think they probably win 10, 11 games if things go well. You know, probably 9, 10 games if they don't. 8 games is kind of a floor for me, but I would be stunned if they only win 8 games. Stunned is maybe strong. I'd be surprised. But I guess my point is, you got to play that both ways. There's probably a couple losses you can find that they easily could have won as well. Not as many of those games last year, clearly. But you could play that. That's the league to me. With every single team, games are decided, Danny, by 3 or 4 plays every single Sunday. At about an 80% clip. You take your 3 big game plays out of the game, you take my 3 worst plays out of the game, and we could flip the result on, I don't know, over half the games in the NFL. So I think there's something to that, and Dan Quinn calls them winning time moments. What's your execution like? It's why I love the way they practice. I love the amount of situational football they operate in, the amount of end-of-game sequences, 2-minute, 4-minute, running clock on the scoreboard at practice, stuff that they do. I've long said teams don't do enough of that, and Dan Quinn does more of it than anybody I've ever been around.
I think that's all true, but it also, you know, didn't even take into account the Hail Mary. Didn't take into account Marcus Mariota finding, ironically, Terry McLaurin in the back of the end zone against Dallas in a game they probably should have lost. So last year, I think everything you said is correct, and they also had extraordinary fortune.
Yeah.
Like, you could be excellent on fourth down and not be 20-23. You could be incredible in one-score games and not have as good a record as they did. You know what I mean? Like, if you were just regular good, you're a 9-win team last year. It doesn't mean anything's wrong. I think they're going to be better this year with a worse record.
Double play comes your way next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Next hour, who's going to get the most carries for the Commanders out of the backfield this season with B-Rob on his way out? We're Grant and Danny.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Show me the ball. Yes. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. The double play every day at this time is driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal and a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealer today. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sport. Danny, you got to the office a little early today.
Yeah, I'm going to need to tag in Toby Altizer here in a moment. Toby and I have been talking behind the scenes, and we decided as a tandem, and Ryan was going to join us, but of course he bailed due to corporate responsibilities, but we're going to try to start doing a regular Fitness Wednesday, or Workout Wednesday, whatever you want to call it, where we get early. Toby wants to get in better shape. I am trying to do the same thing all the time. Everyone's welcome. Darius told us, I think it was... go choke on it, I think is what he said, and you never responded. But for the most part, you know, we had some willing participants.
To be clear, you guys were smart enough to not ask me. Nobody asked me about this. I didn't know anything about it.
I mean, we brought it up, but it was pretty.
Yeah, it didn't, but you knew I wasn't. Here's what I don't want. Yeah. I don't want...
To do that,
number one, but specifically, when CK was in here, he said it perfectly. Like, I don't want anyone... overly excitedly coaching me in the gym. I don't want anyone overly excitedly, like, you mean it in a nice way, to be clear. Like, you're just excited. This is what's happening, in my opinion, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Danny has to work out every day. He doesn't want to do it alone, so he asked someone to do it with him. But the good thing about Danny is that he is going to be, like, your number one cheerleader while you do it, right? Mm-hmm. So he's going to be very positive. Ryan, you could probably speak to this better than I could because you've done it with him. I went down there once with him like 4 years ago. But you're like extremely positive. You're extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? Like
engaged. It's too much. I get it.
Engaged and encouraged. Yeah. Like you're super, but you're encouraging. Mm-hmm. This is my own thing. I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I want you to know this.
No, I understand.
It is way too much.
It's too much.
Right? So like,
it's what my wife says. She won't do anything with me.
What I need to do is Operation Be Less Fat is like, my problem is I'm never comfortable in a gym. I didn't grow up going to the gym. My parents didn't really work out. Like it's foreign to me. When I was in the weight room for football, when I was on the football team, I would D around and just like, you know, mess with my buddies. And I never really took it seriously. So I don't know how to do things, right? I'm just like, oh, that machine, I'll do this. And maybe this is doing something. Maybe it's not.
And then when I go, I could help, you're like, yeah, but not you.
So no, but it's not even a not you thing. No. My wife is trying to play this game, who's like a gym rat. Like I just giggle the whole time. I can't take it seriously. But all you're doing is trying to be nice, but it is way too much.
It's too much.
It's just like, the example I'll give is like, you're like, I'm like doing a rep and you're like, come on, you got this. You got this, man. Let's do it. And I'm like, we don't need a, this is not a record that we're, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trying to be nice. Ryan, what am I missing here?
No. Like, you're right. I actually kind of like it. Like,
I think most people probably would.
I'm not doing like the person, like, come on, man, bang out one more rep. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
He's not that. I don't do that. Coach Danny, though. Like, this is Coach Danny. It's like his alter ego, but I like it. I do think people respond to it well. So Coach Danny in the gym is awesome.
Yeah. It is not two guys in the gym at the same time. It's Coach Danny.
Which is fair.
Do you have the gear to just have two guys hanging out in the gym? Or does it have to be Coach? Like, if I said, I'll go down there with you, you please just show me how to do things, but I don't need you, like, standing there encouraging me. Is that okay?
I'm happy to do that. Yeah, seriously, I'm happy to do that. But, like, the showing how to do things, that is what turns a lot of people off.
That's not, like, you could say, do this, and then just walk away and come back, like, 5 minutes later. But now I'm too needy. See, it's just not worth it.
It doesn't bother me. Again, I'm happy to help. But anyway.
Go ahead.
It's okay. That's all right. So today's story. So Toby and I agreed to meet. We met at 11:30. And
Ryan.
Well, Ryan agreed. And then, of course, he backed out.
He backed out.
He did.
Interesting.
So I'm trying to go, like, what is something that, you know, it's going to benefit me and also benefit Toby? Like, I don't want to, like, his first day doing this with me, I don't want to, like, bury him with, like, 30 minutes of cardio, we're doing uphill, 13:330, mountain climbers. So I was like, here's what we'll do. We'll do some exercises in the weightlifting stuff, but you kind of go from one to the next to get your heart rate up, and you get your sort of cardio that way, right?
Yeah.
So I came up with something I thought it would be doable, was right level and everything, and, you know, said, hey, here's how we're doing it, et cetera. Every minute on the minute, we did 10 exercises. We're going to do 3 rounds. And we got going, and... Tobes, I'll let you take over. After a couple rounds, what happened?
Yeah, I hit the row machine for the second time, and you hit a wall like, uh-oh, we're in real trouble. Now, it also was bad because the first set of curls we were doing was fine, but then the old left bicep was like, you should stop, idiot. Like, you should stop doing that. To the point that I'm like, well, might have to drop the weight a little bit. I look like an idiot with 10 pounds curling, like,
yeah.
Wasn't great.
Yeah, this is not a powerlifting thing. It's like you're going from one to the next. So, like I said, you're going to want to go down in weight because it seems easy at first, but as you're doing it's going to be harder.
The other thing is, in the back of your head, you don't want to be judged. You're worried about, like, looking weak or whatever.
I basically had to tell myself, you're going to look quite weak
and stupid.
It's
your first time in the gym, like, since when?
Years.
Years, okay. Right?
Yeah. So you being there is the win. You could have done what I did and just sat on your ass. Mm-hmm. You went there. That's great. I'd avoid that awkwardness by not going, but you did. You're the good one.
Yeah, so I was happy to show up, and I thought Danny put together a nice little workout plan that was all achievable things, but the idea of it is to be able to do it repeating over and over with limited rest and get the heart rate up. And so I thought it worked really well. After 2 sets, I had to tap out. I was done. And
no problem, right?
Yeah, no. And, you know, Danny was like, hey, if you can hop in, feel free, try. But, you know, I actually didn't mind the coaching and helping out. I thought it worked really, really well in what we were doing. But after 2 rounds, I had to sit down for a few, and I was like, this isn't going well. So I'm like, I'm going to go sit in the locker room. And I'm like, this also isn't going well. So I'm like, I got to put my head back and try to breathe really well. That's not working well.
Please tell me you didn't yak.
So next thing I do, I walk into the stall, and I'm like, let me shut the door here, and let me see if I'm just standing up for a few works. And I was like, nope, we're going to turn around and see breakfast for a second time in the toilet.
Yep. Oh, no.
So cut to me, and I'm, you know, I've asked a couple times, hey, you know, okay, can I get you anything or whatever? You know, Toby says, no, I'm fine. Guy comes out of the locker room and waits for me to finish one of the sets I'm doing. And he's like, hey, is that other guy with you? And I said, yeah. He goes, you may want to go check on him. I think you pushed him too hard.
Wow.
As I open the door and I hear the final remnants of the dinosaur call from my guy Toby.
So one of the last times I went to a gym, this happened to me. It was my first of what was supposed to have been like 5 workouts with a personal trainer. I'm in the park. There is no worse feeling in the world than, like, slightly dehydrated. I remember talking to you about this on air.
Yep.
Like, you went too hard. You feel like you're dying. You might pass out. Mm-hmm. And now you're yakking.
And the yak.
All over the place. As a personal trainer, it means you failed. Danny?
There it is. 2 thumbs and failed today.
No, here's the thing. Danny feels bad about it.
I feel horrible about it.
No.
He pushed you too.
No, he did not push me too hard. I had.
It sounds like he did.
It kind of sounds like I did, Toby.
Danny was never pushing. He was like, no, you get that done.
No, but he was designing the workout.
It was fine, though. I'm so out of shape. I'm right, so out of shape.
I think he should take that into account.
Yep. He feels bad for creating a workout that made me throw up.
Yeah.
He would feel bad. He should feel bad if he created a workout that didn't make me throw up because I'm so fat and out of shape.
You're handling this very well. That's very nice of you.
He's handling it better than a lot of people would.
I need to push myself to get in shape. I have some goals. I have some things. And the stuff that he put together, it's not like I don't have a physical injury. I feel fine right now. I'm going to be sore in the morning.
But those 5 minutes are brutal.
Yeah, it is what it is, though, Grant. Like, that's part of when you're fat.
The nicest guy in the whole world.
Yeah.
And I made him vomit.
You did.
Today. Like, I feel like a hot pile of trash. Like,
it's all good, Danny.
I am a cartoon villain. Like, I'm sitting there going, come on, man, suck it up and do it, bro. What? Like, what happened?
I wish I had video of you down there just not letting him stop. Where he's just like, I can't do it anymore. You're like, you got to finish.
That's why he didn't force anything. I willingly did it. And I told him the other time I've joined like my uncle at the gym. And that one, I also had to visit a trash can. So it's not a big deal.
Maybe more of a Toby thing.
It feels like a deal.
Here's why it's a deal. Is that the reason to me that I would be hesitant to partake is that it would just seem to me like Danny would be overzealous in like on the starter level. And for this to happen, it's kind of corroborates that, I would say.
This is what I was afraid of.
No.
I mean,
no.
We have to come clean and tell the truth here. And this is what I was like, this is now 100% guaranteed that no one ever joins us.
No, this was perfectly fine. It was a well put together program. And
Sounds awesome. Sounds like it was a great. Well,
it was fine.
Really tailored to your skill set.
It was fine. I mean, it's not Danny's fault that I'm way out of shape. Everything was doable. It's just maybe
but
I need to do it a little
bit differently.
You should
never, like, that should not happen. Because you should like, want to come back to the gym 2 days later. You should never leave, like, super sore
that
and hurting.
That makes me want to be back at the gym more. Because it proves that I have issues that need to be fixed.
All right, so coaches need to find, like, who to dangle the carrot for.
We'll put the commander tag on this kid right here.
This is a commander tag label. I love it. All right, so when do you guys go again? Next Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Can't wait to hear how it goes.
Not eating breakfast before next Wednesday.
Coach Rouye.
Oh, God.
Rough go of it in the gym. Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're blitzing next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.